The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Cultivating an Islamic identity in a postmodern world has been our topic tonight. Last night we began our content by looking at the historical discussion on the implementation of Islam into Mecca and Medina, the purpose of the Prophet, a little bit of the methodology of the Prophet, as I mentioned last night to all of you. The intent was never to come in and destroy all faiths and convert the entire masses, of course, to Islam, but rather to give them an alternative, another path, wings to perhaps succeed. And last night I mentioned that he took on three different approaches when it came to pre-existing or pre-Islamic culture that was already existing in the Arabian Peninsula. We talked about the fact that there were certain norms that he rejected, certain norms that he redirected, certain norms that he accepted. And in doing so, he was simply trying to see how Islam can fit in that culture, better that culture, preserve that Islamic culture. And I said that yesterday, that entire discussion, only for you to understand that the Islamic identity that I'm trying to present to myself and all of you does not necessarily mean that we reject everything else. For example, I find that the hesitation sometimes in my youth today in adopting an Islamic identity is that that means that they have to kind of, you know, distance themselves from these Western roots. As I mentioned last night, there's a lot of beauty in this West. There's a lot of humanity here that can be used to further along the mission of Islam. Of course, not everything, but there are certain things, of course, that can be used. When you have a moment, study the story of Shaitan. It's a very, very interesting story. This was not a jinn who denied God from the beginning. He was, you know, revered by all before Adam came about. Thousands of years he worshipped, to the point where everybody kind of thought that he was a lock to be the Khalifa. It's your job, it's your promotion, Shaitan. And one of the interesting parts of this story was that he was denying the wrong portion of Adam. Listen to me carefully. When you look at the hukam of Allah to do sajda in front of Adam, alayhi salam, when did that hukam come about? In one verse, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَوَيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. ٹھیک ہے؟ When I made his form and then I blew into him min ruhi, from my ruh, from my spirit, Allah's talking, then you become the sajidin. It does not say that when I made his physical form, then become the sajidin. It was never about the physical form. That's a big blunder by Shaitan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the opportunity, now look, I'm giving you a chance to explain yourself. Why didn't you do sajda in multiple areas in the Quran? Why? What stopped you? Ma ma'naka, what stopped you? This is your chance to defend yourself. I'm letting you, as your God, letting you now, because by the way, he believed in God, he believed in the hereafter. He just, something about Adam that just didn't click with him. He would say to Allah, in Bahar al-Ahmad, there's a hadith that says, look, you remove this idea of Adam from me, oh, I'll worship you like nobody else. And I always use this example to a lot of my young guys who sit there and ask me, why do I have to worship God the way He wants to be worshipped? He wants 5 times a day of prayer. If ultimately the purpose of prayer is meditation and dhikr and calming the soul, I do that. with yoga. I do it with my walks. I do it with meditation. I go out there on sunrise. I am alone. Why can't that be my form of prayer? Why does it have to be Fajr and Zuhr and Qunut and Ruku and Sujood? And why do I have to fast the way he says in the month of Ramadan? I intermittent fasting all the time. I always do IF, 16, 8, 18, 6, all these different, models I do. Absolutely, I do it all year round. Why do I have to give khums this way? I donate to the center, I help out this orphanage, I always cut a check here and there. I get that question a little bit more than I should nowadays. And the very simple answer is that he's the ma'bud. He's the source of your worship. It's on his terms that we worship him, not on my terms that I worship him. I get this from this hadith, where now he says, remove Adam, I'll worship like no other. And Allah responds to him that you don't dictate to me how to worship me. I tell you how to worship me. And this ego of shaitan got to the point where even Nabi Musa alayhi salam would ask Allah, one thing about Nabi Musa's life, he would ask Allah these very, very interesting questions, I tell you. And thank God for him. Things that you and I would think about, but he would ask. For example, he would ask, can shaitan still right this wrong? That's a great question after all these years. Is he like, that's it, he's gone? It's a beautiful question he would ask. Another great question he would ask Allah, Allah, if you were a creation, what would you do on earth? That's a great question to ask God. And so he asked Allah, can shaitan make this right? He goes, yes, he can. Go to the grave of Adam, tell him, and do sajda to the grave, and all will be right. And he didn't do it. He wouldn't go to the grave, saying, look, I didn't do it when he was alive, I'm going to do it now that he's dead. Oh. But the one blunder of many that shaitan made, he reduced the entire issue between him and Adam to be surat, to be physical. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِينٍ. But it was never about fire and clay. Maybe a portion of it. But look, when you understand a little bit of grammar, you know that إِذَا and fa are very, very joined together. It's like, for example, I can tell Ali Raza, he asked me the first night, do you want these lights out during Masaib? And I said, yes, I do. He's okay, so he knows that when Sayyid Asad starts the Masaib, turn off the lights. So Zuhair has to walk all the way from the back, but try to come and he turns off the lights. So if and when. If this happens, then do this. If this happens, then do this. If is the cue, and then of course is the result of the cue. Idha and fa is no different. Idha meaning when this happens. Fa means that you are to do that when the idha happens. Look at where the fa is in this verse. It's very important. A little bit dry, I'm sorry. The fa is important. إِذَا سَوَيْتَهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. The fa happens right after وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. Meaning what made Adam قَابِلِ السَّجْدَ, worthy of worship, wasn't to do with him being clay, but the spirit of God inside of him. Make sense? Which means what? There is an immaterial essence inside of us that absolutely connects back to God. Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, اللهم صل على, he says, Ya Ilahi, kafali izzan an akuna laka abdan. It's enough for me. It's kafi for me. That it's enough for my respect. It's enough for my honor. I don't need anyone else's respect. It's enough for me that I am your slave and abd. Wa kafa bi fakhran an takuna li rabban. Allah. And it's enough of a source of pride for me, fakhr for me, that you are my Lord. Don't need to go begging it to anybody else. This is who I am. Absolutely. If I want to wear, let's say, for example, abaya everywhere I go to, no frills, that's fine. That's my choice. It's not easy. It happens when harmonization happens. It happens when we look inside of us and discover the eye that sometimes the body and its nafs is looking to bury. That happens sometimes with contemplation.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.